Awesomeness. I need to know, how exactly does one frizzle a leek?
I couldn't possibly tell you that, old boy. It's one of the captain's secrets, and I couldn't possibly explain. Sorry, man.
I feel cheated.
Frizzle a leek?
It's from the single-player game.
Oh.
It's very, very secret. The other secret is I'm a terrible, terrible cook.
Oh, no.
All right, well, Steve Dave's question of much, much awesomeness, and now I wasn't paying attention, so go ahead, Jacqueline.
So, I know how much crap I send you guys all the time. How much stuff do you guys get, and do you really keep it all in the bathroom?
We don't get as much stuff as you might think, and only the stuff that makes it to the bathroom wall is generally, like, player missives that come with checks and occasionally cash and so on, and sometimes envelopes. So they're decorating the bathroom walls. The other, like, larger stuff doesn't go in the bathroom. So we have, like, a little shelf where, for example, the global purse that was sent to us is on display, and then various other things on people's desks and so on. But no, we don't get enough crap. We want more crap. Send us more stuff.
You're gonna regret that.
Do you still have the
mistake,
okay, Kargak.
Hi, Cleaver. I don't know if you mentioned it on the forums yet, but I just wanted to ask you how E3 went.
I hate E3, as I may have mentioned before. It was okay. It's very tiring. I had a lot of meetings this year, so it's lots of pacing around, going to lots of meetings, and some good may come of it, but nothing gigantic as yet. A lot of the meetings I had were about things like we might do a Brazilian server, which is exciting for some of us, but you know, not a huge thing. And of course, I pace around and look at whatever else is on show. But mostly, I find that rather a dour and depressing experience, I'm afraid. I don't think much of the games industry by and large.
What is E3 exactly? Just real quick.
It's a giant trade show in Los Angeles. It's like the annual hoo-ha for the games business. People show their new products, there's literally acres of stands, and you know, Nintendo and Microsoft and Sony showing off their stuff and spending millions and millions of dollars on, and mostly for the benefit of the press and the retailers. So it's a little bit annoying for me as a developer, because you go there and you point at, like, the EA stand and you say, well, I could make about 20 games for the price of that stand. It's that kind of thing. Very loud as well, really loud. But you know, part of the hoo-ha, I suppose it's necessary. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Okay. Madam, you are next.
Hello, Cleaver.
Hi,
I'd
Madam.
I'd like to ask about Fernie.
What would you like to know about Fernie?
Please, tell me about Fernie. Just sort of pontificate upon it.
I like Fernie. Hopefully all you guys will like Fernie too. You know, I like sofas especially. I think sofas are great, but actually having pirates sitting on them would be kind of challenging. Anyway, Fernie is good, and houses to put Fernie in is also good. And I don't know that I'm going to say a lot more than that, except that I am actually saying something about it, which is something, right?
Nemo actually told me to ask that.
Sorry, I missed that.
I said Nemo told me to ask about that.
Yeah, I figured you had some kind of insider line, otherwise the Fernie thing wouldn't come up. Is this being recorded?
I believe Llama is recording this, yes.
Can we have a confirmation on that?
Yeah, he can speak because of the recording.
He was recording it, yes.
Okay, I better not say any more about Fernie then.
Okay,
no, those were lies. It's not being recorded at all. Lies.
Well, it will be cut out, we promise.
Maybe later.
We have control. Okay, onward to Jack the Black.
I was curious, how many boxes has Ubisoft sold for you so far, and how much of a business has it brought?
I don't have the sales figures, so I can't give you a precise answer for that. However, the results are not looking as encouraging as we had hoped. Fortunately, looks like our online distribution is going to be picking up quite considerably, but the retail thing is not quite showing the great swathes of pirates that we were hoping for. However, the Ubisoft guys assure me that it's early days yet, and we shouldn't be counting our chickens, and you know, this, that, and the other are going to happen. It may be that it ends up selling like hotcakes at $10, so maybe they'll discount it to $10, but right now it's not looking super exciting. I mean, it'll definitely, we're seeing some people from it, but it's not the tens of thousands that we were hoping for.
Yeah, it's kind of harder than I thought it would be to find a box somewhere around here if I didn't order it myself.
Yeah, I think that's the big problem, and this was my suspicion all along with the retail thing, is that unless you basically bribe the retailers and spend a lot of money and a lot of effort making sure it gets on like shelves, end caps, etc., then it's not really, you know, going to do a lot for you. And I was hoping that Ubisoft were going to do that, but it doesn't look like they've done a terribly good job. But again, it may be an ongoing campaign and they have to, you know, go back at it again, or maybe, you know, revise the offering somewhat. The other thing we've been considering, which is sort of tempting, although it may sort of reduce the point of the whole thing for us, is to slap a you know, play for free on the Dubloon server sticker on the boxes, which we may encourage Ubi to do, and they may or may not want to do, because like Guild Wars is selling like hotcakes, right? And you know, the big selling point there is the fact that it doesn't have online fees, so worth considering, but we'll see.